Hey there, lovebirds and lone wolves. It's your favorite sexpert, Stephanie Smith, and we're about to take a joyride through the wild world of sex and relationships. So buckle up, because we're going to laugh, learn, and maybe even blush a little as we uncover the secrets to kick-ass sex life. So grab your headphones and get ready for some scandalous stories, quirky advice, and a whole lot of laughs. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex with me, Stephanie Smith, the podcast that's about to make your ears blush.
Welcome back to Let's Talk About Sex with Stephanie Smith. I am your host, and I have a special guest here today, Shiloh Hobby. Welcome, Shiloh.
Stephanie, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for joining us today. So I want to give a little introduction, though, about you. So ladies and gentlemen, and this is a welcome back because Shiloh has been on the podcast before, and she actually was the inspiration of us starting Dead Red Rooms and getting the podcast of The Gilfs Den started way back when. So thank you, Shiloh, for coming back and joining us again today. Shiloh is a maverick in the realm of relationship navigation and sexual shenanigans with over 15 plus years, because she's got experience plus teaching under her belt. Shiloh is here to shake up your notions of love, lust, and everything in between the sheets. Shiloh doesn't just dole out advice. She is a maestro of mischief, a provocateur of passion, and a champion of all things spicy. Her approach isn't about counseling. It's about igniting the flames of desire, uncovering the hidden treasures of your relationships, and turning the mundane into the extraordinary. If you've been lucky enough to attend one of Shiloh's legendary sex trivia nights, which a lot of you have, and we are going to start that here on Thursdays, the 1st of April, you know that she's not your average expert. She's a curator of carnal knowledge, a maestro of mischief, and a purveyor of pleasure. Welcome, my friend, Shiloh, with Love Your O. I love it.
Quite the introduction, Stephanie. Thank you. Thank you. I'm kind of excited to be the maestro of mischief. And the purveyor of passion. Definitely excited for that. And super excited. I enjoy educating women on their sexuality. It's a huge passion of mine. And the trivia is a blast. So however I can help people to become more comfortable with their sexuality, learn how to talk about it. I mean, we laugh about it. So yes, I'm very, very, and I'm very excited to be here because I love what you're doing. And
Thank you.
I love you. And I love that, you know, we get to talk about sex and we get to talk about it. I mean, the more we can talk about it and the more people hear about it in a healthy way, I think it'll, you know, hopefully my hope is that it makes a dent in the world in helping them.
Absolutely. And just so you know, we did make a dent in the world together, and we continue to make a dent in the world.
But yes,
continuing to talk about this taboo topic that was once thought of as, we shouldn't talk about it, to now people are like, maybe we need to talk about it more. So I like that I feel the shift. And if it wasn't for you, I would not have started the vibing between the hips, in which I did, and I still continue to do 3 to 4 times a week. And now I took that up a notch into a vibration plate, as you know, and I vibe on a vibration plate every day, 10 minutes a day. That is my mantra. Sex is better when you're healthy, and a vibe a day keeps the doctor away. True, proven. Please go check out my podcast on that. And you could go check out Shiloh and my podcast from last year when we did Dead Bedrooms. We were green as green can be, but it doesn't matter so long as that we are still here today. Back at it. and learning. I mean, look at Gary Vee and all the greats, Lewis Huckstep and Joe Rogan. Did you think that they started talking comfortably, being able to do this?
Everybody gets to start somewhere and learn. So somewhere. I am super excited. I'm even more excited for our topics. And, you know, so can I give a little sneak peek?
Yes.
So we are going to be doing, you know, after our initial one, we're going to have a fun, we're doing the fun one to start off with. But after this, we will be doing A to Z sexual topics. So looking forward to that. So
yes. So
we know what A is. We're starting off.
Boom.
We're starting off right out the door, y'all, because A stands for anal.
It does. I love it.
So we will be talking about that.
And I got to tell you, it's like one of my favorite topics. I don't know if you know this, because as I talk about vibing between the hips, you know, and you and I vibed in our vaginas, I got into vibing in the anus and what that does for men and for females, by the way. But my point is that I love, it's actually a great topic. I'm loving it because it's like, I love it.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
A lot of fun.
Well, we'll have some fun with that.
So much fun. Okay, well, welcome back. Thank you so much. Today, I'm in my bedroom. I'm in my bed, in my comfy little bed. And yes, I have to have lights and, you know, lights and all my glitter and stuff. I love it. I'm in my bed because here I am with my little poo-poo bear, which is Bark a Lot, Sparkly Jameson, who is my little bear. And we're in bed together because we're talking about dogs. And
can you see him? Can you show him?
Paws between the sheets.
Hey, Berkeley, look at how cute you are.
He's so handsome.
Thank you for joining our, thank you for being the subject of our podcast
today. He is.
Thank you for inspiring our podcast.
He did. His inspiration came from last week's conversation that I had not only with you, but another girl about what happens, you know, when you introduce a new partner to your,
I don't even know if it's even new partners. I mean, I just think in general, I don't think they discriminate on the new partner thing. I think the new partner just makes it, you know, just next level awkward.
Like, yeah.
Maybe that's the whole thing, is that it just makes it a little extra awkward. Cause I mean, when it's a partner that you've been with for a while and this is your own animal, I mean,
yeah. No,
they're
yeah,
still, you're 100% they still, right. They still do their thing. So
I love
we're talking
it. I love
about
it.
That today.
So I just love it. And so I'm going to take some bit notes because I'm going to share, let's talk about why they do these kinds of things. How about that? Let's talk first why they do these kinds of things. Curiosity. They are curious.
They want to know what's going on. They hear you. They want to know.
Down under. Yeah.
Yes.
They hear the moans, the little, unusual sounds.
Like they hear all of it and they're curious. They want to know what's going on.
And why are people touching? Why?
They don't know what's going on either. So they don't know, like, is their person getting hurt?
That's the other thing is, like, what are you doing to my person? Are you so, like, up in your face, up in your, what are you doing to my person? Like, they want to make sure the person that they love the most isn't getting hurt. Nothing's happening to them. So I love it because, and their dogs are attention seekers, right? So they want to join the fun because they want more attention. They're like, oh, hey, you guys are talking, you guys are playing. Oh, it's my time to play with you guys. So they're attention seekers, right?
Yes.
So they love to, you know, seek attention when you're doing attention with each other. They want to be part of the party. I always say they want to be part of the party. They're like party goers, you know, they get the party going.
They're always there with a little bit of emotional support.
Always. And they're confused on, and maybe a little stressed what's going on. You know, and I do think, you know, as you are with someone longer, that things do settle down and they get more comfortable. But I think in the beginning, it's just super hilarious. And they have a very protective instinct. You know, that's their native. They are protective naturally to their owner. So that is what's going to happen. So we came up with some funny stories that some people have sent to us. So why don't you go and you go on? Let's just talk about them. Which one do you want to share?
You know, one of the ones that I had that I found funny for that was from Jenny in San Francisco. Okay. And Jenny wrote in and told us that she had just started dating a guy, and they were at her place. Things were getting hot and heavy, and her dog, a beagle named Walter, was supposedly sleeping in the living room. Well, right as things were reaching a crescendo, Walter decided it was the perfect time to bring us his favorite squeaky toy. So he bounded in, dropped the toy on the bed, and started howling along with the squeaks. It was mortifying and hilarious at the same time. My date couldn't stop laughing, and honestly, it was a bit of a mood killer, but we ended up having a good laugh about it. And I mean, the story goes on forever and ever, because how do you ever forget the time that your dog brought in a squeaky toy to play with while you were having sex and brought your orgasm?
True. Hilarious. I love it.
No, that one, you know, that one has been told many times.
Not only by her, but by him too. He probably has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Both sides.
Even if they're not together,
Who cares? Like, yeah, there was this one time I was there. Yes, absolutely. Like, it doesn't even matter anymore. Just like, my dog did this. We all remember what our dogs did.
Oh, God, do we? I love it. Okay. I'm going to talk about this other one that came in, Rachel in Chicago. And the reason why I like this one is because it's about a parrot. And parrots are like, they live forever, 30, 50, it depends on the parrot, obviously. But I have friends and girls that have parrots. So I'm thinking I was going to reach out to her and see if she could share with us any steamy fun parrot stories, because once this came through, I thought, oh my God, this is funny. So here's Rachel's story. So there I was, about to have a romantic evening with a new flame. I lit the candles, put some soft music on, and made sure my room was looking its best. Everything was perfect until my parrot, who I totally forgot can mimic sounds really well, started imitating the moans from the last movie I watched. It was quite explicit. My date was confused, then shocked, and then in stitches when he realized where the sounds were coming from. It was embarrassing, but now it's just our little side joke. I would have thought that a parrot moaning, I would have thought, oh, they heard them before. They've overheard this person do this before. Now, I would not have thought it would have come from a movie. Do you know what I mean? I would have thought it would have come from that person.
It's interesting. You know, I mean, just side note or whatever. I actually saw something on the news this morning about a parrot that constantly does the Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Like, just, it was kind of funny. I saw that clip on the news and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, so that's awesome.
You never know with animals what they're going to do. They're so unexpected.
What they're going to do. So unexpected.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, as long as they don't yell out the wrong name for you, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I do think that those things can happen accidentally. But, you know, but yeah, so long as that doesn't happen. Boy, that
But as long as your parrot isn't the one busting you out, I guess. You know, I mean, like,
wouldn't that be awesome? John again? Is that? No, it's not John. Oh, it's not John. Is it Eddie? No, not Eddie. Oh, it must be Frank. No, not Frank. Would that be? Please, can someone train their parrot to do that? Because that would just be.
Oh my God, it would be so funny.
That would be awesome. I mean, seriously. It's kind of like Two and a Half Men when Jake goes, oh, is that Chelsea? No, Jake, it's not Chelsea. Who is it? Whatever. No, Jake, it's not. Yeah. Okay, so here's
I mean, children and animals. I mean, you know, you kind of got, you know, you never know what's going to come out of either of their mouths.
Out of the mouths of babes, as I say.
Absolutely. Or animals, I guess. Parrots.
Or animals.
Or parrots. Like, you know, if they can talk, you never know what they're going to say. So train them good. They're going to be yours for 40 years. So.
Too funny.
They're gonna be bringing up, you know. Can you imagine, like, the teenagers, like, the parrot, like, kind of bust them out, like, 30 years later? Like.
Right? That's why I've got to reach out to my friend. I'll see if she's willing to be interviewed by us, okay? And say, can we just interview you about your parrot? Just even if it's 10-minute interview, she probably could tell us some fun stories. And she's super, I love her. She's so fun. So I met her a couple years ago. So I'll reach out to her. She's the only lady I know that has a parrot. She's the only
one. Yeah.
But it would be certainly fun. Yeah. So.
Very nice.
Do we have another one we want to talk about?
Yes, we do. Our next one comes from, second here, let me grab it, comes from Trevor in Denver. So first time at my new girlfriend's place, and she has a huge Great Dane. She warned me that he gets jealous, but I didn't quite grasp what this meant until we were in her bedroom, and I felt this wetness on my foot. I look down and there's this giant dog drooling all over my foot, giving me the stink eye. It was like he was saying, back off, buddy. She's mine. We had to stop and give him some attention before we could continue. It totally killed the moment. But in hindsight, it's one of our favorite stories to discuss.
I love it. I had to share this with my friends that have a Great Dane. They had two Great Danes. And they said the funny thing about this is that Great Danes naturally are super sweet and actually are more fearful and not really like people think because their size. They're just big, but they are more afraid of anything, you know? And I'm like, are you kidding? He goes, yes, they are so, and they told me so, we laughed, but I love this about he's piercing at him, but really he's probably just wanting to play, you know?
Right. I mean, for all that it's worth, I mean, I feel like any dog is basically a big teddy bear, you know, it really depends on how they're raised, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, and the things that they... Yeah. I mean, they've definitely, I mean, if you have an animal, your animal has interrupted you at sex at least once. And then you learn to shut the door. And then you learn to shut the door and keep them out. Like, no, you don't get to come in here because we're having our time now.
Time. Yes.
I mean, I did that. I know that I closed the door and kept my dog out. Like, no, you don't get to come in here because you are not going to be up on the bed watching us with your little eyes. Like,
I'm really bad because my dogs have always been on the bed. How do I kick dogs that are off, that are always on the bed? How do you kick them off?
They're over on their side or whatever. I mean, I feel like with sex, like, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, being when I was married or whatever, you know, when I was married, I mean, yeah, our dog slept with us. So, I mean, she would be on their side, but I feel like once we started or whatever, like she'd get kicked off.
Yeah.
Or she'd just like move over, like whatever. Doing it again. Maybe she got tired of it. I don't know. But yeah, like, oh, all right. Okay. But and there would be the times where just like, okay, let me just shut the door so you can't come in.
Yeah. All right. And that's a wrap for today's Pause Between the Sheets. Thank you, Shiloh, for sharing the stories with me, and we got to enjoy some laughs and joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next week on A to Z with Shiloh Hobby. Love your O. Thanks, Shiloh.
Thanks, Stephanie. See you later.
Bye.
And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you for joining me on today's exhilarating podcast of Let's Talk About Sex. If you loved what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, make sure to hit that subscribe button, like, and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out on our future episodes packed with even more tips, tricks, and tantalizing discussions. Got something to share or a burning question? I want to hear from you. Send me a message on social media or in my email. Your thoughts and stories and feedback mean the world to me, and I can't wait to hear from each and every one of you. Remember, your sexual empowerment journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing your fabulous, authentic self. Until next time, this is Stephanie Smith, signing off. Stay adventurous, stay safe, and stay sexy.